Siyalamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 29 Julikazi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Lingalitshona njani izulukandaba olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu nguChris Gande endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Lokho endlayinile ebhenki khona phani layinele imali kusukela ekuseni, lokho engakayitholi bathi bafuna ukusinika imali ezishwadileyo ezingafikiyo lama $100. Angazi ukuthi kuya kuba kanjani imali lezi azikwalile ukuthenga.
Ukusilela kwemali emabhanga kuqhubekela phambili kobulawayo, indwendwe zabantu zibonakala zizinde kakhulu. Umthethwandaba weHarare namhla udlulisele kusasa ukuthethwa kwecala lomkhokheli wabalwa impi yenkululeko umnumzana Douglas Mahia otheswa icala lokuthuka uMongameli Mugabe. Kuliviki kuhlelo oza Friday silembongi ezibiza ngegama elithi Flow Sick, yena ohlanganisa inkondlo lomculo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Ukusilela kwemali kuqhubekela phambili kobulawayo, indwendwe zabantu zibonakala zizinde emabhanga amanengi kuthi eminye imitshina yama-ATM ingasasebenzi kumbe inikeza amaranda kwele South Africa kuphela. Ngelanga umuntu evunyelwa ukuthatha imali edlula inkulungwane eyodwa 1300 rands kuphela. Unompumelelo Moyo siphalolo daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Abantu bavukela emabhanga bachone befolele besithi mhlawumbe kungeza abazogcinisa imali. Ngelanga abantu baphiwa ikhulu lamadola $100, abanye nxa ulenhlanhla abe ngamakhulu amathathu $300, kuthi abanye bathole amakhulu amahlanu $500 ngeviki. Imitshina ekhafula imali kwamanye amabhanga ayisebenzi, kuthi asebenzayo ikhafula amarandi awe South Africa, kuthi amanye amabhanga akhafula i-$300 ngelanga umuntu munye. Amavinkili athengisa ukudla lempahla asevuma ukubhadalwa ngemali yeplastic, kodwa awaphi bantu imali ngoba kungela mali ebantwini. Kuthi abapha imali umuntu uvunyelwa ukuqala athenge ethi esephiwa amadola angedluli ikhulu. Isisebenzi sebhanga le-Capes oyale ukuvezwa igama uthi kabala mali balinde ukuba abantu bazogcinisa, ngakho ke abafisa ukubuyela emakhaya bakhululekile, abafisa ukulinda kungesifanayo.
Hayi, that is what they must say dinga mama. Ngalibone TV zoro i-government saying the count is going to economic zero. So that yandi yabona i-count yabona ngale eZimbabwe. Imali ayikho.
Omunye wabakade belinde ukuthatha imali eCapes, umnumzana George Ndlovu, uthi umelele kusukela ekuseni kodwa akakatholi lutho, kungena ngamanamba njalo nemali ebikwa bezayinikwa ingeneli lutho.
Lokho endlayinile ebhenki khona phani layinele imali kusukela ekuseni, lokho engakayitholi bathi bafuna ukusinika imali ezishwadileyo ezingafikiyo lama $100. Angazi ukuthi kuya kuba kanjani imali lezi azikwalile ukuthenga.
UNdlovu uthi njengoba imali abazamupha yona ingeneli ngitsho lokubhadala indlu ahlala kiyo, useze efisa ukuthi iphange ibuye imali yama-bond notes uhulumende athi uzayidinda.
Bathi bamelela abantu abazobhenka sokuze kuthawu 4 awula muntu obuyile, lo lendoda isezengenza utsotsi ufuna imali yakhe zerenti ziphelile, njalo bathi bakuza buya lama-bond notes akukhanye le mali yakho ndokuhamba njani.
Isimo somnotho eZimbabwe asimanga kahle, abantu bahola nzima osokubangela ukuba balahlekelwe imali eningi uma betshonela ukuyathatha imali nsuku zonke. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Umthethwandaba weHarare namhlanje udlulisele kusasa ukuthethwa kwecala lomkhokheli wabalwa impi yenkululeko umnumzana Douglas Mahia owethethwa icala lokuthuka uMongameli Mugabe. Omunye wakhe owabotshwa ekuqaleni kweviki umnumzana Victor Matemadanda laye umiswe phambi komthethwandaba lanxa ubefuna icala lakhe lilahlelwe katshana ngoba wavalelwa okwesikhathi esedlula amahola angama 48 njengalokho okufunwa ngumthetho. kodwa uManje walile ukumukela isicelo sakhe esithi kumele ephindele njalo emthethwandaba kusasa. Bobabili laba balethwe emthethwandaba bebotshwe ngezankosi. Kolunye udaba olufanayo izakhamizi zakobulawayo ezingamachumi ayithoba minwembili ezabotshwa kumaviki amathathu adluleyo kuze kwenziwe ukutshengisela kwe-stayaway zimiswe emthethwandaba lamhlanje udaba lwadluliselwa phambili ngenyanga ezayo. Sixoxe lomfundisi uSen Sibanda obekhona emthethwandaba lamhlanje.
Namhlanje emthethwandaba ibulawayo ibuye ngobunengi bayo. Sibuye ukuthi sizotshengisela ukuthi sima lezakhamizi zakobulawayo ezazibotshelwe ukuthi zona beziyingxenye yabantu ababe cabanga ukuthi bahlale ngekhaya ngenxa yokuthi bengathokozeli lokho okwenzakalayo. Ngakho uManje ucine batshela ukuthi kumele baphenduke ngo-August 31. Sizaphenduka-ke kuyabe kuthethwa-ke lindaba. Ngakho-ke siyalungiselela ukubulawayo abafundisi bonke abantu ababulawayo bebuye bezotshengisela ukuthi bama lezakhamizi zemakhokhoba lalaba abantu abaphuma eburoma.
Bebebaningi okunganani abantu?
Abantu bebebaningi ngokuthi bebesedlula over 200 inkulungwane ezimbili.
Ye manje ekuboneni kwakho lapha ubona ungani uZulu uyathakazelela yini okwenzakalayo?
Abantu lokhu kukhanya kuyabazondisa kakhulu yikho sibabone uZulu ephuma ngobuningi bakhe ezohlanganelana khonapho emthethwandaba betshengisela ukuthi lokho kwenzakala abantu abakuthakazelela.
Lapho nxa abantu behlangana njengakhonapho bebetshengisela na ukuthi balamaphathi kumbe singathi thina bangabantu abavela kumabandla atshiyeneyo?
Laba bekuyizakhamizi ezemakhokhobe, ezemzilikazi, ezeburombo, izakhamizi zakobulawayo, abangamelanga amabandla ama-political party. Kodwa umuntu wonke jikelele kobulawayo obephumile esithi yena lokho okwenzakalayo abantu abakuthakazelele. Abantu ababotshwayo abaningi babo ngabantu ababezihlalele ezindlini zabo bengalani lo msindo wawusenzakala.
Lo-ke ngumfundisi uSen Sibanda wekhuluma le-Studio 7 ecingweni ekobulawayo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Abakumsebenzi wokulondolozwa kwamabhuku eziphaleni zawo ama-libraries bakhala ngomumo wenenge lalezi ziphala ezilungiselwe uZulu elizweni osumubi osokubaqeda idlabuzane lokuqhuba umsebenzi wabo. Okunenga sikuzweni ku-Mark Peter Ntambe eseHarare.
Lokho kuvele emhlanganweni wengcitshi zokulondoloza kwamabhuku lezi ama-librarians owenzelwe eHarare namhlanje phansi kwenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Library Association. Ingcwethi emsebenzini lo ongu-librarian ekolijini leHarare Institute of Technology umnumzana Jasper Lee Mayenzanise wazise lo mhlangano ukuba iningi lama-library kuleli sekusimo esibi okwesabekayo. Umnumzana Stix Mhlanga ongumlobolodumo uthi ama-library aqatheke kakhulu ukuba asekelwe ngoba ephathisa labalobi abanjengaye.
Ama-library ayalondoloza ingwalo eziyabe zilotshiwe. Kunjenje ingwalo ezabhalwa ngabaloba abaphambilini abanjengabo Ondondo, the first woman to write a novel in this country. Kuzima ukuthi uzibone sokumele uye endaweni ezinjengama-library because asozozifice kumabhuku. Ingwalo ezabhalwa ngabondaba nengizithole, ingwalo ezababhalwa ngabomahlipiyes omahlangu awusozozifice kwenye indawo emuntwini kume uma-bookshop. Sokumele uye endaweni ezinjengama-library.
UWatsanai Chomboro osebenzelana lenhlanganiso ezikhuthaza ukutholakala kwamabhuku ikakhulu lakubantwana lasemaphandleni uthi ama-library amaningi agoqela emzini waseNketha alamabhuku asegugile njalo adinga usizo olungaphathisa abantwana ezifundweni zabo.
Lokhu i-librarians workshop siyazama dinga ama ideas and also siyafuna ukupromota i reading culture eZimbabwe abantu ane Zimbabwe bayafanele ukuthi they have to read
ingcwethi lezi zithi umuma ama-library mubi kanje ngesikhathi wona emele ebesekela imizamo kahulumende yokuthuthukisa ilizwe phansi kohlelo lwezimo asethi izakhiwo eziningi zama-library zitholakala zingela mafasitela uphahla lovuza izitulo amatafula lamashelufu kungaqondakali ukuthi kuyisima kanjani ngakwelinye icele ama-librarians labo bengasakwazi lokuthi bahola ngaliphi ilanga okubathiya bengabantu-ke abangasela idlabuzane lokuqhuba umsebenzi kakuhle umhlanga uthi njengabalobi bakhangelele lawo kuma library ukuba ebaphathise ngokugcina amabhuku abo lokuthenga amabhuku abo engena kuma library
ufitheke ukuthi mhlawumbe ama library atasilamani ukuthi mina ngicizelela ukuthi ama library awazame ukuthi agcine lezo zimali kwenze ukuthi abalobi benelise ukuhambisa amalabhuku abo ema-library. Khonapha ngithwele ugwalo lwami olutsha vela likwabanjwa ngabantu abaningi luphume ngeviki ephelileyo umncengenci ukhangela kileli bhuku ngumthapho endilondoloza khona imbali kadadewabo kaenkosi ulobhengula wamawaba oke wabahamba ngesikhathi ulobhengula ethatha umbuso kungakabi le ndlovukazi uxhwalile.
Ama-librarians akade kulumhlangano athi kuyadingakala ukuba inhlanganiso yawo iqiniswe benelise ukudinga ezinye indlela ezingathuthukisa umsebenzi wabo ukugoqela usekelo lwemali phansi kwezinye indlela ezikhona emhlabeni wonke jikelele kulama-library kazulu angaba kunkulungwane ezedlula amakhulu amathathu 360,000 inkulungwane ezedlula amakhulu amabili 230,000 nawo etholakala emazweni asathuthukayo umhlangano lo welanga elilodwa ngene ngama-librarians avela ezikolweni amakolishi ama-university lama-library kazulu lawa kakhansili ngimele i-studio 7 eHarare ngingu-Mark Peter Ntambe.
Abosendo lwesikhalanga kwelebhilitane balomkhosi omkhulu kusasa edolobheni leNottingham lapho abazawabukisa khona amasiko abo njalo beziqhenya ngokuba yibo kwabo. Untungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe lomunye wabaqoqe umkhosi lo umnumzana Difa yena othi umkhosi lo uvulekile kubo bonke abalesifiso sokuya khona kungakhathelekile ukuthi bangumhlobo bani.
Sejabula kakhulu ukuthi lolu suku seluzelwa fika lusuku bekade silindile sibili ngobuningi bethu njalo abantu baningi kakhulu abalulindileyo ngibale njalo njengoba ngasho kuqala ngibona lokho kusasenjalo ukuthi bonke abantu basesikhalangeni kanye labanye bakwezinye indawo kwezinye indimi bazimisele kakhulu ngaleli langa lokuthi bahambe bayojabula kanye labantu basesikhalangeni.
Abangazwanga ingxoxo yakuqala ungabachazisela imicimbicimbi elabe lilayo.
Abangazange balithola izwi lokuqala ngelokuthi wozani sizotshona sindawonye eNottingham. Ilanga kuzoba kulilanga esizoba sigubha usuku sikhumbula amasiko akithi sibokisa njalo ngempilo yabantu basesikhalangeni. Umuntu ukhululekile kakhulu singajabula nxa imvunulo abantu bengabuya begqoke impahla zesintu mhlawumbe noma lokho esikubiza ngesikhiwa sithi ngama-cultural attires. Sithi ababuye sizotshona sizonke sigubha lolu suku sijabula sindawonye.
Baningi yina sebetshilo ukuthi bazaphatheka kulumkhosi.
Yeah, baningi sibili kakhulu abantu sesithole abanye abantu abasuka mhlawumbe kashana endaweni esifana labo Southampton labanye abazoba besuka kubo Glasgow kubo Scotland bazimisele kakhulu yiko ngakho bakwenza ukuthi kube seNottingham ngoba bathi kube indawo ephakathi laphakathi komango so abantu bazimisele kakhulu ngaleli langa ukuthi babuye bazohlanganyela labanye njalo kuke kube lilanga lokuhlangana kwabantu kungesolanga lokuhlangana kwabantu kusenziwa yimfa kodwa abantu bezohlangana kwinja jabulo kungelanto embi phakathi.
Hello ke umnumzana Difa Dube ongomunye wabaqoqe umkhosi wabosendo lwesikhalanga kusasa eNottingham kwelebhilitane. Osekhethiwe ukumela ibandla lamademocrats kukhetho lokudinga umongameli welemelika unkosikazi Hillary Clinton wamukele okusemthethweni lesi sikhundla ekugqitshweni komhlangano omkhulu wenzelwe ePhiladelphia izolo ntambama. Lokhu ngokwakuqala embalini yelizwe leMelika ukubalo wesifazana omela ibandla elikhulu lezombusazwe. Asizweni amanye amazwi kankosikazi Clinton.
America's promise that I accept your nomination.
Njengokwethembisa kwami ngiyamukela isicoco sokuthi ngimele ibandla lami kukhetho lokuba ngumongameli weMelika. Ekuvoteni kwethu kumele sikhangele ukuba sisangaphi ilizwe, sibe lelizwe elilenotho ethuthukayo, ilizwe elilokukhululeka, ilizwe elizalondoloza abantwabethu.
Lo ngosekhethiwe kumela ibandla lamademokrats akukhetho lokudinga umongameli weMelika unkosikazi Hillary Clinton. Abanye babasakhulayo beZimbabwe abayize eMelika phansi kohlelo lweMandela Washington Fellowship abathathu abakade be kubela izifundo zabo ekolitshini leWilliam and Mary University eVirginia ngobukhokheli obuqotho bagqibe izifundo zabo izolo njalo bathi kuningi okuqakathekileyo abakufundileyo. Okuningi asikuzweni kuNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7.
Abathathu laba babalisa intatheli zindaba elwela amalungelo oluntu uTerry Mutswanga, ingcweti kwezokulinganiswa kwamathuba phakathi kwabesilisa labesifazana kumanyano wamazwe abensundu oweAfrican Union, unkosazana Tinashe Mutsonziwa, lombalisi weCoalition leChinoyi University of Technology, umnumzana Abel Chemura. Abathathu laba bebe ingxenye yabasakhulayo abavela emazweni ezwekazi leAfrika achiyeneyo abangamachumi amabili lanhlanu abagqibe izifundo zabo eWilliam and Mary University. Ekhuluma emkhosini oqhutshelwe kuleli kolishi, uMutswanga uthe kungumlando wabasakhulayo ukuthi balwele amalungelo abo njalo bazithuthukise. UMutswanga utshele njalo iStudio 7 ukuthi kunengi akufundileyo ngokulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu kanye lobukhokheli obuqotho. Uveze njalo ukuthi abantu abamupha umdlandla wokulwela amalungelo oluntu ngamafilimu awenzayo ngabantu abafana lonkosazana Justina Mukoko kanye lomnumzana Itaiza Mara, yena oseleminyaka phose emibili wathunjwayo ngabantu abanakanelwa ukuthi ngabakahulumende weZANU-PF njalo engazakali ukuthi ungaphi. UChemura yena uthi kunengi akufundileyo okuphathelane lezemfundo aza kudlulisela phambili ayefundisa laye abanye bakhe labafundi beChinoyi University of Technology. Unkosazana Mutsonziwa yena uthe kubalulekile ukuthi amathuba abasakhulayo alinganiswe kungakhathalekile ukuthi umuntu ngowesilisa kumbe ngowesifazana. Abasakhulayo laba bazalubhekisa eWashington DC ngesonto sebesiyahlangana labanye babo phose abayinkulungwane abasemakolishini achiyeneyo njalo bazaba lomhlangano omkhulu lomongameli Barack Obama andubana baphindele ekhaya ngolwesine. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseVirginia, nginguNtungameli Nkomo.
Lingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngo 8:30 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama kumagagasi awe 909 AM, lawe shortwave 12080 la ku 15775 kHz. Lamhlanje ke sikhangela ukubotshwa amahlayana kwabalembono ehlukileyo lekahulumende okugoqela abalwa impi yenkululeko. thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Kulabo abangekho eZimbabwe lilakho ukuya ebulenjini ku www.studio7news.com lidinge lapho kubhalwe live talk lifone inombolo liqale nge international access code. Inombolo zona zithi 0012026172077. Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Esesiliphake imbono kahulumende welemelika.
Uhlangothi lwebutho lakwelemelika limanyenele leMalawi Defence Force lamanye amazwe angabangani ukuza sungula uhlelo lokusebenzelana Olwe Southern Accord 2016 edolobheni leSalima eMalawi oluqalisa ekuqaleni kwenyanga ezayo kaNcwabakazi. Uhlelo lweSouthern Accord olwenziwa minyaka yonke lobuthanisa amavuyo yobutho amazwe angezansi kwezwekazi le-Africa awe-SADC lebutho leMelika awomanyano we-United Nations lowe-African Union asebenzela kwele Democratic Republic of the Congo. Kulabe ibutho abedlula amakhulu amabili lamashumi amahlanu abavele emazweni alishumi abahlanganela ndawonye kulolu hlelo lokufundisana ngezebutho lwalonyaka. Njalo lobuthananisa ababutho bakwamanye amazwe abangabangani besathaki lokufundisana lokuphana amachebo lapho soqhamuke udlakela loba ingozi zemvelo. Injongo yeSouthern Accord 2016 ngiyokuqinisa ubudlelwano bamazwe abensunda weAfrika leMelika kwezebutho ngokuphana amacebo lokusetshenziswa kwendlela zangalezi nsuku kwezebutho. Ekuqaliseni kwalomnyaka eMalawi lilobelane isivumelwano leMelika ngokuqinisa ukusebenzelana kwamazwe amabili kwezebutho ukuze eMalawi liphathiswe ngendlela eziningi kwezomvikela. Umeli weMelika kweleMalawi uVirginia Palmer uthe eMalawi selibone lithuthuka, lithuthukisa njalo ibutho layo okuthabisayo okwamagama.
Lolo ke bekuludaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weleMelika.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, umsebenzi ubhoke.
Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silembongi yesiviza ngegama elithi Flow Sick, yena ohlanganisa inkondlo lomculo njalo ihamba ndawonye leqembu le 263. Intatheli zindaba yethu Joseph Njanji usiphalo ludaba ngokugcweleyo.
Hey yo Sam, you know I just don't get it fam. Honestly I find it pathetic. Wasting energy on being a pretend to be was never me. I'm confident in who I am. Zim I am will never regret investing in me. Forever humbled by the magnitude of people that acknowledge me. Rihanna found love in a hopeless place. Well, I found peace when I dismissed my old ways. New me, same face. The old me is now just the past I dismissed.
Utinashe Roderick Ncube waziwa ngegama lomsebenzi elithi Flow Sick. Njalo uqale ukubhala inkondlo ngesikhathi efunda eGreenfield Primary School koBulawayo ngemva kokuba engene kumncintiswano wawuqoqwe isikolo seGirls College.
At this point I need to be careful who I'm affiliated with. It's easy to lose it when suddenly you who your role model is trying to get friendly with. Honestly I'm still starstruck by the company I constantly meet and mingle with. As I transcend and supersede I pray this only...
The competition day I enter every year. So babe landa ama primary school bethibhalene ama competition ababe outstanding ku skolo babe select babe represent isikolo e Girls College then sebe award ama certificate mina ngaqala suku award nya ngu grade 4
uFlossi kuthe ukuphutsheni kwakhe izifundo esikolo se Milton High wasefundela ukupheka ezikolo ezibalisa ezideko eBulawayo Polytechnic kanye lase Pretoria kwele South Africa. Uthole umsebenzi eHarare lapho ahlangane khona labanye bakhe babumba iqembu le 263 lona elilamalunga ayisithupha. iqembu le 263 liledlala daily lodwa elibizwa the 263 EP njalo uFlo Sikhuthi bekulidlala daily ukuphembela ukuba bengamukelwa njani nguZulu.
I-area code yethu njengabantu Zimbabwe ngo plus 263. So mina ngathi 263 sicho ama elements engangiwasebenzisile ukuthi sipheke iproject yangkhona. Ama elements angkhona, yeah, we were mixing digital music lembongo yami le sound nje sas experimenta ngazo.
Abanye abaculi uFlosi kasebenzisane labo ekuphekeni lelidlalade ngabagoqela uXmind, uSway the Third kanye loLangelihle Ndlovu. Njalo lelidlalade licindezelwe eSpinner Long Studios esigodlweni iHarare.
Don't stop believing, 'cause there's something more. When I walk these streets I see them crying for more.
Amanye amalunga eqembu leFlow Sick and the 263 ngabalisa uBK yena ochaya ingungu, uStanley Stanley ochaya ikatali, uRico ochaya ipercussion, aphinde acule njalo babiza umculo wabo ngegama elithiwa yiPainted Poetry.
Beginning, the wheel turns, that's the way life is since the beginning. Our ignorance is what keeps the devil winning. Uthando lwemali is the mother of all sinning. If you can imagine it, then you can ignite the flame guaranteed you winning.
Imisebenzi yabo iyatholakala ebulenjini ku Reverb Nation la ku SoundCloud. Njalo uFlo Sikhuthi isifiso sabo ngesokuba baphume phandle bake bayichaya kwamanye amazwe. Nampa bephuma enkundleni yengoma ethiwa Ngize ngomsebenzi abayenze besebenzisana loLanga Ndlovu. Mele Studio 7 ngokulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Thula mfana thula, angizanga dinga mngane, umngane wami ngomsebenzi yengilapha nje ngize ngawo, ngakho saziwayo dlalela khatshana, sisenza into zabantu abadala, wena usangumfana uphoqozela abafana bezera lakho. Ngathi umama ekhala ekhaya, ngize sadalala nsuku zonke ngisokola ngizama ukwenza idola. Wena ubusubona ngathi ngize kwenza iparty ihappy lepi wama drinks yasikana, ngeyabophokelo labo stana abenza imovie yokuganga besathandana. Kodwa iBig Brother yakonzeresi drama sebeyalana, impilo yokuchoma lembonani ayisikho kwami. Sana lwami mina ngize ngomsebenzi, makuphela inyanga kumele ngithumele umama wengana zami imali. Woza December isalukazi sami silindele ikhisimusi yaso, loku ngumzukulu kwami yokungusinani awuba kithi.
Hayi, siyabonga ke lapho amakujaha e 263. Singakehlukani wathi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebesilazo. Ukusilela kwemali kuqhubekela phambili kobulawayo. Umthethwandaba weHarare lamhla udlulisele kusasa ukuthethwa kwecala lamalwa impi yenkululeko. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Lingakhohlwa ukusithumela incwadi ye-email kukheli ethi studio7@voanews.com. Inombolo zethu ze-WhatsApp zithi 1202 465 0318. Igama lami nguChris Gande, lilala.